In Louisiana, a trial starts today in a different kind of class action tobacco lawsuit. Smokers are not asking for monetary damages. Instead, they want cigarette firms to pay to help them stop smoking and to monitor their health. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The allegations in this case are similar to most tobacco liability lawsuits, that cigarette makers knew their product was deadly and addictive and conspired to hide it from consumers. But the Louisiana smokers are seeking an unusual remedy. They're suing for free health screenings to detect smoking-related diseases such as lung cancer and emphysema. They want the tobacco industry to set up a multi-billion-dollar fund to pay for the medical tests and for nicotine gum, patches, and other aids that could help get them off cigarettes.
The theory is simple. The cigarette manufacturers lied about the addictive nature of cigarettes. It would seem logical and appropriate that for those who want to quit, that they would offer assistance in quitting.
New Orleans attorney Joe Bruno represents the plaintiffs, an estimated 3 million smokers or former smokers in Louisiana. Bruno says most of them aren't sick, and they won't be getting rich if they win their lawsuit.
No plaintiff, no smoker gets paid any money. It's simply to help them stop smoking, stop their exposure, and to early detect disease so that they can go ahead and seek treatment.
The tobacco industry argues there's no proof that medical screenings result in early diagnosis or better treatment of smoking-related illnesses. William Olemeyer is vice president and general counsel at Philip Morris.
There is very little, if any, evidence that medical monitoring is universally safe and effective in every type of disease. Obviously, there are some diseases where medical monitoring is very important.
And even if it did work, Olemeyer argues, medical monitoring is not an appropriate legal remedy in tobacco cases because the smokers don't have an injury yet.
Should tobacco companies become insurers of the health of their customers, or should they only be liable in cases in which juries determine they've done something wrong that actually caused harm to a specific individual?
The concept of medical monitoring as a legal remedy has been used before in other toxic exposure lawsuits, such as asbestos. In those cases, plaintiffs generally weren't aware they were at risk. Smokers are not in the same position, given that warning labels have been on cigarette packs since 1969. Martin Feldman is a tobacco stock analyst with Merrill Lynch.
They're reminded of the risks every time they look at a cigarette pack or they see an advertisement for a cigarette product. So it's quite different. They're asking the industry to monitor their health despite the fact that every time they do light up or they do buy a pack of cigarettes or smoke a cigarette, so they are prejudicing their health.
That was the sentiment of a West Virginia jury that rejected a similar tobacco medical monitoring lawsuit in November of 2001. The Louisiana case is much larger. It's what's left of the first nationwide class action lawsuit filed on behalf of all addicted smokers. A federal appeals court struck down that case in 1996, ruling it would be too unwieldy to lump together every smoker in the country, leaving lawyers to proceed with state class actions. It has taken more than a year to seat the jury that will hear the Louisiana case. Opening arguments are scheduled to begin today in New Orleans District Court. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.